Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury.
Let's bring in the outstanding Phil Steele. We promised to catch up with him again. It's the right time to do it, about 4 to 5 weeks into the season. My friend, how have you been?
You know, I am doing great, Steve. How about yourself today?
I'm doing great. Heading into another football weekend, and that means, Phil, you're going to be watching a lot of games, and I'm going to be watching one.
Yeah, a little difference in our lifestyles there. At least you get to go to the games, though. I have to sit in my office and watch them all.
Absolutely. But once it's over, I get back and watch plenty. I've got to ask you about one of the great stories of the young season. That is Kansas. Lance Leipold did a great job at Wisconsin-Whitewater. I thought he was doing a really good job at Buffalo. Gets the Kansas job. People wondered, okay, what are you doing and why? Why is that team performing the way they are early in the season?
I think it's because of Lance Leipold, but also because of the insertion of Jalen Daniels at quarterback. If you take a look at last year, remember Leipold actually got hired, wasn't even there for the spring. So he came in after spring was over, and it took a long while for Kansas players to get acclimated to his systems. In fact, they opened up last year 1-8 and weren't looking very good. He went and took the red shirt off of Jalen Daniels at quarterback, and Daniels started the last three games. They upset Texas, nearly upset TCU, nearly upset West Virginia, and they've carried that momentum into this year. Naturally, they beat Tennessee Tech, but beating West Virginia and Houston on the road and then Duke at home have all been impressive. So Daniels 7-0 against the spread as a starting quarterback and 5-2 straight up. And Lance Leipold systems, I mean, you touched on it. When he was at Buffalo, they like to run the football, be physical, and play good defense. And all that stuff is starting to come to true to form at Kansas.
Yeah, I had Jared Patterson there and a couple of other guys that could run the football, and he took advantage of it when he was at Buffalo. All right, so another one that's interesting and interested to a lot of fans around here, it's been the play of Kentucky. Will Levis, who was here at Penn State, starting quarterback, second year in a row at Kentucky, two parts to this. One, what have you thought of Levis to this point? And then number two, why has Kentucky been as overall successful as they've been so far?
Well, I think one thing is Kentucky usually has a pretty soft non-conference slate, which they had again this year, Miami of Ohio, Youngstown State, Northern Illinois. But the win at Florida looked good. Now, remember, they were down by 9, and then Richardson for Florida threw two key interceptions. They came back and won it. It depends how they do this week at Ole Miss. If they win against Ole Miss this week, I'll be a Kentucky believer this year. If not, I still think they'll lose a couple of games, like at Tennessee and home against Georgia, but finish with another solid season. As far as Levis goes, you know, he has elevated himself to a potential first-round draft pick. He has all the measurables you want in a quarterback, and he's also mobile. He's got the mobility. He's got the arm. He's hitting 67% with a 10-4 ratio. I'd like to see him against the Georgia defense. Last year, Levis actually had 8 games where he didn't even top 200 yards passing. This year, he's already got 3 300-yard games, so we've seen a different quarterback this year.
No question. And, you know, and when you get a chance, when you watch him on TV, I mean, look at the release he has. I mean, because obviously, like, I mean, Phil, I mean, for 3 years I watched him in practice. I mean, you know, he's got a great release. The thing I'm always looking with him is I still don't feel like he has enough touch on the ball on certain throws that he needs. But that's just me with my amateur evaluation of it. USC, I watched the Oregon State game last week. Obviously, I didn't see the prime USC performance, but there's a lot of transfers in that program. What's the gauge that you have about the adjustments that Lincoln Riley's made to personnel and personnel have made to now playing at USC?
Yeah, I think the players he brought in are tremendous. I mean, Travis Dye, 1,000-yard running back. Austin Jones, someone who Coach Shaw was very high on at running back. And then, of course, the receivers. You bring in the Biletnikoff winner in Jordan Addison, Mario Williams, who's my number 2 wide receiver out of high school at Oklahoma. They are loaded offensively. Now, they've been living off the turnover so far, Steve. They've got plus 14 in turnovers on the year. That's probably not going to last them all season. And they do have a tough game at Utah coming up. But I like the way that he has melded these transfers into the program. And last week, I think the four punts they had against Oregon State probably totaled as many punts as they had in the first three games of the year. So I thought Oregon State did a great job slowing them down. We should see a much better USC offense in these next 2 weeks.
I've got to ask you about Ohio State, because Ohio State has not, except for Notre Dame. The first game with Notre Dame, they had to rally in the second half to win. But since then, obviously, they've been rolling people. What has been your thought, especially looking at the offense with Stroud at quarterback?
Yeah, I thought, I wasn't that impressed with their Arkansas State game as well. Arkansas State actually had four long drives. They settled for short field goals. Only had 12 points, but that wasn't blown away with that. They only had a 20-15 first down edge. I was blown away with 77 points against Toledo. You know, Toledo in their other three games has given up like 200 yards per game, and they go and put up 763 on them. And then Wisconsin last week, I mean, that game was over at the end of the first quarter.
Wow.
And at the half, it was 31-7, and that's a pretty good Wisconsin team as well. So I think the offense is thriving, as you would expect. I thought they'd be the top offense in the country. And I think they will be this year. And defensively, Jim Knowles comes in. He has a somewhat complex defense. It took Oklahoma State about 3 years to catch on to it and get it to its peak. But with the players he's got working here, I think you're going to see this defense play pretty well and get better each and every week.
Michigan, the non-conference schedule, let's see, would soft be too strong a word? Let's see. But then last week they played Maryland. And what's interesting to me is not that Talia Tungavaiola played decently, but is that he had to go out of the game and Billy Edwards threw a touchdown pass in that game. They've got Iowa this week on the road. Now, you and I both know Iowa can't score, but what's your gauge on Michigan after seeing a game like that?
Yeah, and, after the three opponents they played, let's face it, they're among the weakest in college football in the first three games. And last week, had the Maryland kick returner not had the ball go off his face mask, and they hand Michigan a 10-yard touchdown 10 seconds into the game, who knows? They only won by the game by seven. Take that away, and you've got an even ball game. And Maryland actually came back to lead at one point in that game, which I thought was very solid on the Terps part. So I wasn't all that impressed with Michigan, and I do think Michigan's going to have a very tough test this week. Iowa, and I'm sure you know this, Steve, but the last six times they've taken on top five teams, they're 5-1 straight up, and they've covered them all. I think Iowa's going to give them quite a test this weekend.
Yeah, and they're finally going to have to play on the road too. I mean, it's going to be a wild atmosphere at Kinnick, and I believe that's at Kinnick this week. And if it is, that means that the fans are standing 3 feet behind the bench. So always enjoyable, enjoyable. When you look, I've got to ask you about Penn State. So what's been your gauge the four games so far? Win at Purdue, home Ohio, win at Auburn, home last week with Central Michigan. Your thoughts to this point?
Well, the one thing you wanted to see with Penn State this year was the development of a run game. We didn't see it in the Purdue game, but since then, with the freshmen, Singleton and Allen, all of a sudden the run game has flourished. And then Auburn's actually got a pretty good defense. I think you're going to see Auburn's got a chance against LSU this weekend. And if they do upset LSU, that Auburn game is going to look even better for Penn State. We knew the defense would be solid. It is. They're holding opponents to 72 yards per game below their average. We knew Sean Clifford could throw the football. I like the way he's got an 8-1 ratio this year. But to me, the clear difference between Penn State this year and last year is the run game. And frankly, I think that makes them a Big Ten contender. Yeah, they've played Ohio State tough a lot in recent years. And give a run game to it, put it in whiteout conditions at Penn State, and I think there's a chance there. I've been very, very pleased with what I've seen from Penn State.
Yeah, Phil, what's interesting is Auburn's front seven is really good. Obviously, after seeing them in person, they can all run, and Penn State did a good job of controlling that front seven. That impressed me in watching that game a couple of weeks ago. All right, so Minnesota, undefeated. Same story as Michigan. I mean, their non-conference schedule is, you got to be kidding me. But then they go to East Lansing, and Michigan State, it wasn't just how they dominated. Michigan State only had eight possessions in the game, Phil. he seems to have a way that he wants to win, and they seem to understand that. Is that fair?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, you got to love the fact that last year, remember, they went through, what, six running backs, and each running back he put in there was successful. Mo Ibrahim's a guy, though, that seems to get better after contact. You know, once he gets contact, he could start, moves the pile 5-6 yards down the field. They're running for almost 300 yards per game. Very impressive what they did to Michigan State, because as bad as Michigan State's pass defense has been the last 2 years, they've had a pretty good run defense, and they ran over him for 240 yards. Tanner Morgan is really enjoying Kirk Soraka's system. It didn't work at Penn State, but it does fit well at Minnesota. And Morgan really thrives in his offensive system. And defensively, they've got one of the better defensive coordinators out there, and they're allowing under 200 yards per game. So really, they are a complete team. And I think we're going to see them have a pretty good game this week against Purdue as well.
Talk about a potentially pretty good game out there. It's Clemson, NC State. What has been your thought on Clemson to this point and how DJ has played, but at the same time, Leary and NC State and what they can bring to the table?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great game. I do think Clemson playing with revenge at home is a big asset. We wonder about the weather's going to be like, since it's in South Carolina. And, you know, if it's really bad weather, that would probably mean a lower scoring game, which you would expect anyway, because you've got two quality defenses. Now, with NC State, you know, that opener against East Carolina, East Carolina missed the game-tying extra point. They got the ball back, and they missed the game-winning field goal. Texas Tech actually outgained them 353-270. And other than that, they've beaten Charleston Southern and Connecticut. So I'd like to see the real NC State show up. I haven't seen them yet this year, but they've got the potential. They've got one of the better units on defense with returning players, and they've got Devin Leary, a quarterback. Now, with Clemson, that is the difference. DJ Uiagalelei is a guy that last year had a 9-10 ratio, 9 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. This year, 10 touchdowns, 1 interception. And Will Shipley's running the ball hard. I was surprised Clemson's defensive backs gave up a lot last week. They gave up not only 337 yards, they gave up like 6 pass interference calls on top of that. So you're looking at well over 400 yards passing by Wake Forest, but Wake has a pretty potent offense. I think it's going to be a slobber knocker, tight defensive game, but I like Clemson to win this one by a touchdown at home and get the revenge and stay at the top of the ACC.
Yeah, it's not just the yards, as you point out correctly, Phil. 6 PIs tells me you're being beaten a lot. And that had to be a surprise to the Clemson coordinators because of how that played out. Georgia, I do want to bring them up because obviously, you know, they've rolled to this point. I was talking to James Franklin about this, and I said, watching Oregon win the way they did over BYU in a lot of ways tells me how good Georgia is, because that game wasn't competitive. What's your thought on Georgia?
Yeah, Georgia's been very impressive. Now, I do want to point out, in the Oregon game, Oregon had 14 first downs in the first half, which surprised me that they could move the ball that well on Georgia. And then the second half just turned into a snowball game. The South Carolina game was very impressive. I think you're going to see them blow out Missouri this week as well. They're better on the road than they are at home, actually, because they travel less players and could play less players. And they seem to be more motivated on the road. But I've been impressed with the defense as much as they lost from last year. I still don't think they're last year's defense.
No.
They're close to last year's defense, but they're not there. I do like the way Stetson Bennett's throwing a football when he has to. He's only got 5 touchdown passes. So I would put them as a legitimate national title contender, and they've been a little bit more impressive than I thought they would be heading into the year.
And what do you think of Brock Bowers?
you know, I'm on the Mackey Award list, so we're definitely putting him at the top of the list on a weekly basis. And I love the fact that the way they've incorporated him in the run game now, letting him run the football like he has a couple of times. He is just an all-around star tight end.
I could do this for 2 or 3 hours. So, but, Phil, I do have to let you go. And mind if we check back in next month?
Oh, that sounds great. I always enjoy our conversation, Steve. And, you know, you're definitely one of the best play-by-play guys out there.
Oh, Phil, that means a lot to me. Very much. Thank you so much, my good friend. Great work as always, and appreciate any minute we get to spend with you.
All right, a lot of fun as always, Steve. Have fun this weekend.
Thanks, Phil.